I'd like to start by talking a little about the first apps. These were included with each smartphone. These types of apps were placed in the phones to help users access the internet, check emails, send texts, and so on. The first apps were designed to increase efficiency at work and allow people to access important information. However, it was the second generation of apps that really changed things. These were downloadable apps. Users simply downloaded apps from the internet and installed them on their phones. Since its introduction, the app market has grown far beyond anyone's expectations. The first app store was opened in 2008. By 2011, it was reporting over 10 billion downloads, and people were using apps more than internet browsers on their phones. And by 2017, an estimated 180 billion apps had been downloaded. These numbers have been growing ever since, and they give us a good idea about how popular apps are and how quickly they've developed. People from all over the world use apps for entertainment, travel, and communication. So I'm going to briefly talk about how these apps have changed our lives. It's hard to imagine life before smartphones and mobile phone apps, or for those of us who are old enough to remember it. But let's go ahead and make an attempt anyway. So imagine for a moment that you're taking a road trip in the days before smartphones. Weeks before the trip, you go to the bookstore or library to get some guidebooks about the places you're going to visit. A few days before you leave, you get some audiobooks to entertain you during the long trip. You go to a shop and buy some maps. Yes, the paper kind. The day before the trip, you sit down at your computer and look up the directions and print them out. Then you pack some of your favourite CDs to bring along. You also pack your camera and your torch in case your car breaks down. And you write down some phone numbers and addresses of the friends you'll be visiting and the hotels where you'll be staying. While you're driving, your passenger reads the directions to you and looks for street signs. If you get lost, you stop at a petrol station to ask for directions. You have to write them down on a piece of paper. Okay, so I think you get the idea. Now let's make a comparison with the same trip today. No books, no maps, no CDs, no lists of phone numbers, no friend giving you directions. The smartphone does it all. Think of the apps you'd use just for that one trip. You'd read reviews and book your hotel with a travel app. The GPS would replace the directions and maps and your friend in the front seat. Of course, a music app would replace the CDs and you could listen to podcasts as well as audiobooks. And, of course, you wouldn't need to bring a camera or a torch. Yes, we've certainly made a lot of progress since the pre-smartphone days. So now I'd like to mention another important effect of the invention of apps. It has created a whole new IT sector. It is one of the fastest growing industries, and there is a great need for skilled software engineers. But apps have also had some negative effects. For one thing, people have become more helpless because they're so dependent on their phones for information. For example, if they're in a place with no phone signal, they're not very good at asking for and following directions. And apps have made people less patient because they expect to have information immediately. In fact, a recent study found that 50% of smartphone users leave a web page if it doesn't load in 10 seconds. OK, in the next part of the lecture, I'll discuss some of the most common apps in more detail.